Podcast Info 1, Exam Technique. Welcome ACN 3073 students. My name is Teresa Askham. I'm one of your lecturers for this module. The purpose of this podcast is to provide you with a few exam techniques and to help you with your exam preparation. Let's begin. It is important to study all the study units. Do not spot. All topics are covered in the exam. If not tested in a long question, it will be in the multiple choice questions. Let's do a check. Have you covered the following? Time value of money, cost of capital, capital investment, financing, standard costing, and budgets. Make sure you know the formulas in the study guide, as they will not be given in the exam. Yes, even the formulas for the variance analysis in the standard costing section you need to know. Proper time management is critical for your success in this subject or any other accounting exam. Make sure that you answer all questions. If you leave out a question, you will reduce your chances of passing, even if you do score good marks in the questions you do answer. Many students are rewriting because of this. It is important that you do not exceed the allocated time per question. Move on to the next question when your time for the question is up. I know it is very difficult to leave a question when you haven't written down everything you know. Start with the question you know best. Where you can obtain the most marks by doing this, it will help settle your nerves and gain confidence to tackle the other questions. Don't leave question 4, which is the multiple choice questions, to the last 5 minutes of the exam and just guess the answers. If you spend a little time on these questions, namely 22 minutes, it could mean a pass or fail for you. We do not require workings for this multiple choice questions. So if you can do the calculations on your calculator, you will save time and score 3 marks for each question you get correct. There is not as much detail to these questions, mostly only a paragraph to read. You don't need to answer the questions in the order given. You can start with any question, just mark it clearly. For the longer questions, i.e. questions 1, 2 and 3, show all your workings. I will say it again, as this is very important. Show all your workings. For the cash flow and tax calculation tables, rather split out the years. Trying to decide which years to group together will waste time, and if you group the incorrect years together, you will lose marks. Don't forget to write down the factors from the tables, the tax rate in the tax calc table, and to put a comment in on whether to accept or reject the project. We normally give marks for this. On the day of the exam, remember your watch and your non-programmable calculator. You will be provided with the necessary answer book in the examination venue. Make sure that you fill in your student number correctly on the front page of the answer book. Do not write your student number on every page. Please ensure that if you use 2 answer books that both have your student number on, and you write on 1 of 2, 2 of 2, and ask the invigilators to staple them together. Read the questions carefully. While this may seem obvious, you'll be surprised to see how many students fail to actually read and understand what the question is asking them. Read the required prior to reading the supporting material. This technique will guide you to focus on the right relevant information when reading through the supporting material. Do not underestimate the importance of revision. Be prepared for the exams. Don't let the real exam be the first exam. Try doing at least 1 mock exam. This is to take 2 hours, put your cell phone off, don't look at the solutions or the study guide, and without any interruptions, attempt a previous exam, sticking to the time allocated for each question, and then take the solutions and see how you did. I hope the above has helped you. All the best with your exam. We will be thinking of all of you on the day of the exam. Remember, doubt whom you will, but never doubt yourself. Thank you.